Or should we blame the images on TV?
No! Blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We are, Lou, in week nine of the NFL season. And in Bear News, Lou, the other day, Mitch Trubisky watched the entire Chargers game with the sound off to judge his expressions. He wants to have more fun. He looks too serious, Lou. That's him and Nagy watched the game with the sound off to judge his expressions. What do you think about that, Lou?
Try winning.
There's
your facial expression will change a lot more. Try winning.
That was a terrible game, Lou. Of course, wide left from Pinto. The same problems we have every year. The quarterback and the kicker, or at least like last year.
Yep. Good old Pinto.
And you picked your Giants to lock, and what happened?
They didn't lock. They didn't lock. They tried. They clawed back. Only to get... Oh, it was just horrible. It was horrible watching the scores come up.
Another Sunday here.
Yes, but this week, thankfully, the Miami Football Dolphins are playing on Sunday.
Woo!
Lose lock of the week. Whoever plays the
Miami.
Dolphins.
So, Nagy wants the Bears to follow the Washington Nationals model because they
winning
exactly, but the Nationals started off 19-31, which I did not know, and went all the way to the World Series. That's unprecedented, Lou.
Winning.
Thank you, Lou. And finally, do you ever think we're going to see Kyle Long in a Bears uniform again?
Oh. No.
He says no.
No, but I think you'll see Kyle Long coaching.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Kyle Long plays one more season for another dirtbag, probably Miami.
No. Nope. Howie Long and Kyle Long are going to combine forces and bring to life that team from Halifax, Nova Scotia, the Atlantic Schooners.
The Atlantic Schooners, which never played a game in the CFL. Lou, the Sunday NFL picks, they're getting hot. We don't know how Guru gets in. We just figure it's one of those Dickman Division magic.
He got it. He posted on some obscure...
Well, he didn't post on Lou Dickman Weekly. You said, and I looked at Lou Dickman Weekly.
Well, I didn't see Neil O'Neill's either.
I always put up Neil O'Neill's. And, quite frankly, Neil...
And he double-dipped on his lock.
That's right.
Neil O'Neill double-dipped on his lock, saving me from the fucking dumps.
But he's in the Dickman Division. There's the rub. There's no rules in the Dickman, but that doesn't mean you can give him the points. That's right. Everybody's got to get the lock right. You have no comment on that.
Winning!
All right, Lou, the League of the Week, the League of the Week, the League of the Week.
CFL.
CFL, Canada. Here it is in French. It's the Ligue Canadienne de Football, Lou, in French.
You know, and you really got to like a league that has a waiting list of teams.
Well, this is not a waiting list so much. The active teams are on the left here as well.
Right.
And then in the middle, the
please
teams
look at the green board for our references.
The teams,
Grossman, where are you when we need you?
The teams that never played on the right, and then the teams that played but no longer play, which is the middle column there. So they've had a bunch of teams. You know what I did not know about?
Are they in the league but they don't play?
Well, no.
How do they sell tickets?
The active teams, they're playing right now. The teams that never played are on the right that proposed to play but never played. And in the middle are the teams that played and now they no longer play in the CFL. It came out of a rugby league, Lou. And that the cup for this rugby league was the Grey Cup, named after Earl Grey, the tea guy. Do you ever like a nice Earl Grey tea, Lou?
Oh, that's how I start off every bowel movement, with an Earl Grey tea.
All right.
Like Geritol.
Tag it and bag it. All right.
I'm all with you on that one.
They play 18 games a season from late June to early November. They're on ESPN Plus, by the way. They let USA teams in from 1993 to 1995. So that's part of those teams, the defunct teams. And the Baltimore Stallions became the only non-Canadian team to win the Grey Cup. Lou, what do you think of the CFL? Have you ever seen a CFL game?
Not since Doug Flutie.
Who did Flutie play for?
Doug Flutie played for...
Did he play for the...
The Toronto Argonauts.
Oh, he did play for the Argonauts. Good one. Yeah. So we have the Memphis Mad Dogs. That's my favorite team of the...
I'm kind of torn.
The Funk teams.
You know, coming back to my old roller derby days with this Bay Area Bombers, I noticed we have the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Are you calling that as your CFL team?
No.
Okay. You're still looking there.
No, I tell you what, I can't get the Atlantic Schooners.
You can pick whoever you like.
I'm going to take the Atlantic Schooners.
All right. I'm going to take the Calgary.
They got a perfect record.
I'm taking the Calgary Stampeders.
Okey-dokey.
Because to go on my theme of...
Peter.
Peter, I did. All right, Lou, your question of the week. What's the best thing to do if you go to Canada, Lou, besides see the CFL?
Besides see the CFL? Well, it doesn't leave a bunch of stuff to do. I always enjoy skiing in Canada.
You ski, Lou?
Oh, Lou on the boards. A sight to be seen. A sight to be seen.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Outstanding week!
And go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Hoser Service. When you need to take off, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou hoses you.